don't know if I can do this anymore, she admits for the fourth time. What if somebody recognizes us, or videotapes it, or tries to blackmail us? I'd lose everything. I can't... Kitten, growls her date. A tall man with salt and pepper hair, a blue three-piece suit, and a large masquerade mask covering the majority of his face. You've gotten to the parking lot of the dungeon. We both have masks. We're in a completely different city, and they don't allow phones or recording devices inside. Yeah, but if we leave now, you'll be regretting this opportunity to knock something off your sexual bucket list until you're begging me to take you back again. Sitting back in the car seat, he looks over to her, smiling, yet annoyed. Make up your mind, and let's go do it. Her newly painted nails dug into her dress, fidgeting at the fabric as she looked between him and the dungeon. It looked like just the run-of-the-mill building, but she was in awe of the sheer amount of people walking inside. They were at the masquerade theme night, and they had made a reservation to use some of the equipment. They had everything ready and set up, and yet... Okay, she says, stealing her fortitude and nodding confidently. Her red hair had been placed under a golden wig, her face covered with pale makeup, highlighted with a bright red lipstick. She even went through the trouble of putting in contacts, changing her green emerald eyes into a dark purple, making them more vibrant to contrast the paleness of the rest of her features. She wore a matching dark blue dress, a long, flowing gown that hugged her body closely, but it was more for the outside show than anything. What she wore inside was for later on. And to top off the disguise, she wore a simple masquerade mask covering her cheekbones and her eyes. He made his way to her side of the car and opened it before she could change her mind. Pulling her to the door with a backpack over his shoulder, they made their way into a dark area surrounded with people. The get-ups ranged in a large variety, from the flowery and exquisite to the simple and common. In the corner, there were even a couple in just jeans and t-shirt sitting around and enjoying the view. I was expecting a more orgy-type setting, he asked, over the crowd of people smiling over their drinks and admiring each other's outfits. This is the front of the dungeon. Behind those doors, he pointed out, designating a large set of double red doors. Well, that's where we'll be having our fun. Her eyes found the doors, and her nerve seemed to weaken again. But she was suddenly jolted by a woman in a scarlet corset stopping in front of her. Oh my God! I love your outfits, you two! Thank you, she says, tightening her hold on her dom as she continued on. Oh, you must be the new attendees. We've been waiting for you. She says this as she looked them both up and down, her eyes seeming to linger on them both in equal measure. Come with me real quick, and I'll show you where to go and what we have here. Guiding her through the doors, she came across the more imagined view of what she was expecting. She stood in awe and fear of the people around her in the most drastic of outfits. There were men in leather straps chained to a bench and being flogged by beautiful women in spandex. A large man in a suit paddling a smaller woman completely nude except for a bright pink mask on a leaning pedestal. A woman across the room was giggling incessantly as she dangled in ropes suspended from the ceiling and swinging back and forth with no control. As she turned around in every direction, she saw a new view of sexual torture, and she couldn't help but smile. All these people seemed to accept each other for who they were. Why shouldn't she? He knew that look in her eyes. Her boss bitch switch was flipped. And she was ready to rock. And right over here is your reservation for the next 2 hours. Walking them to a large St. Andrew's cross, a dark cherry wood, padded with bright red cuffs on each end. He nodded softly to her, thanking her. before leading his date forward. "Kitten, look at me," he says, gripping her chin to prevent her noticing the others looking over at them. "I need you to behave and relax. We're here to have fun, remember?" But he knew that mischievous look in her eyes and that she was in one of her moods. She nodded sharply before looking at the crowd directly. Without a word, she slipped her arms through the sleeves of her dress and let the fabric fall. The dress lands at her feet and she watched as a few jaws of the audience joined it. Underneath, she wore a beautiful dark blue thin corset, black edges, and a matching pair of lacy panties. The garter belt that held up her stockings made the entire outfit match her attitude, but the feeling of her breasts being on full display over the top of the corset took the cake. She had only ever flashed people on a dare when she was young, but as an entire group of strangers stared at her mounds, she couldn't wait any longer to show off more. Turning to her dom, her smile turning to shy embarrassment as he stared at her openly, his mouth slightly agape with his hand in the backpack absently. After she walked back to him, she turned around and wiggled her ass at him. "Wanting to mark me here or up there?" She knew this would snap him out of it, the brattiness seeming to always bring out his dominance. Snapping from his daze, he reached up and swatted her ass hard enough for her to jump and squeak softly. A few chuckles could be heard as people started to surround the cross, watching them and waiting. He turned her so her ass was facing away from the cross, showing itself off to the crowd and making it easier to punish. She knew he was not going to show mercy tonight, and she couldn't wait. Cuffing her arms, ankles, and waist, he began running his hands across her body, gripping and kneading her skin in his large, rough grip. The cross had her legs spread wide, so he had full access to her fabric-covered sex. Running his fingers across her lips, she shuddered heavily as he crossed her clit. "Fuck," she whispered, as she could see the crowd in the mirror. Behind the cross, the large reflective glass was able to show her not just the entire group of people there, but the entire show as well. She was able to watch him walk away to the backpack and remove a large leather item, a big handle with what seemed to be dozens of leather straps at the end. Bringing it back, she prepared herself for the lash, but was only met with a soft bump across her ass. She knew what this meant, though. He was starting off slow and preparing her for the long haul. Within a few minutes of continuous swinging, soon she was crying out to the audience at the harsh swats. Not just across her ass, but upper thighs and calves. The way he brought it up and down looked amazing to the crowd. Watching the leather dance in the air, the sound of the crash, and the look of painful joy on her face. She was crying at this point, but her body was in a state of euphoria, and she wanted so much more. After what seemed like the thousandth swing, he walked up to her and kissed her shoulder. "I'm going to take out the next item, kitten. Prepare yourself." She didn't expect the giggling to take over, but as he growled into her ear, she couldn't help but watch her own face light up. Her makeup has already been ruined with her tears, but she really didn't care. In fact, she loved watching this stranger in her place getting everything she wanted. Her pierced nipples were grinding against the polished wood. Her panties were soaked. The entire crowd was focused on watching her being put on display. She loved being seen as an object to these strangers, and now she was able to watch with them. He walked back over with a long, slender pink toy, and she knew what he was about to do, her body suddenly shaking at the thought. But she waited as he pulled her panties to the side and rubbed her clit in harsh circles directly. Her eyes rolled back into her head, and she could feel her orgasm already wanting to explode within her. But he simply slid the pink toy within her, placing her panties back into place, and began swinging again. She braced herself to the cross and tried to grind at the toy, waiting for it to flare to life, but she was never given such relief. "What do we say when we want something, kitten?" His question was simple, and yet full of the domination she knew him for. He wanted her to beg for it, to plead for her relief. And despite everything she has done in her life, she was more than willing to break for this. "Please, sir. Please, may I come for you. Please turn on the toy and let me squirt for you. Beat me and show me off. Please, please let me come." She watches her own face the entire time, watching this horny, desperate fucking slut beg to get her orgasm like a cheap whore. She begged loudly and wanting as she let her tears flow, openly grinding against the wooden leg, trying to rub against it. He swatted her three more times as she begged for it before she felt the toy come to life. The vibrations shot through her like lightning, seizing her entire body and making her scream in pleasure. As her body was cracked with jolts, the swinging continued, confusing her senses with pain and pleasure, and getting her subspace even higher. She could barely concentrate, barely function, as her final orgasm finished the session. She had lost count, lost focus, and lost any sense of control at this point. She was being held up by the cross at this point, and in her entire form oversensitized, and her mind was blank. But she was able to enjoy every single face that watched her, that marveled at her as she came over and over for them. She was just a toy for them to watch and enjoy, just an object to make them horny and wanting, and she loved the feeling of it. He carried her down, sitting on a large sofa and cuddling her to his chest as he removed the toy from her pussy and placed it off to the side. She was in the safest place on earth again, cuddling into his arms and squeaking softly as the jolts hit her sporadically. "Thank you. Thank you, sir," she whispered, kissing his hand as he stroked her cheek. You always know how to make me feel loved." Laughing slightly, she wasn't sure if it was her hearing messing with her, the music confusing her, or her hopes making her hallucinate. But as he kissed her forehead, she could have sworn she heard him growl, "That's because my kitten is loved."